T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Murph and Mark are here. John Murphy and Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team. Brought to you by Northwest. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living. Well, the Bills are trending this morning, guys. And not because of the game. It was Vontae Davis. Murph, have you ever, and you've been at this a long time, have you ever seen anything like that before?
No, never heard of anything like that before. It's amazing. It's inexcusable. It's despicable that he would do that at halftime, but no, I've never heard anything quite like that.
You know, Mark, we heard some of the anger from teammates after the game a little bit. Lorenzo Alexander talking. He had a lot of things to say about Vontae Davis. And Kyle Williams, too. You know, you could see kind of the disappointment on his face. What does that do to a locker room when you have a player just up and quit like that?
Yeah, certainly frustration because you don't know how much buy-in you have from everybody, and you want everybody to be on the same page, and you want everybody to be all in, and apparently that was not the case. I mean, I suspect there's a little bit more going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of, but it was bizarre, and it's just something that you don't do. I mean, if he felt like he was incapable of playing at the level he was accustomed to, I mean, you finish a game, you have some conversations with your teammates and your coaches, but you certainly don't conduct yourself that way. It was something that was very, very extremely unusual.
You know, without Vontae Davis, Murph, how are the Bills at cornerback?
Well, they've been short in numbers there for the first two games because of injury. They played yesterday's game without Taron Johnson, and he got hurt in the Baltimore game, and that makes them short. You know, they dressed 4 healthy cornerbacks yesterday, and then when Davis checked out, there down to 3. So they're going to need some numbers or get healthy in a hurry. We'll see.
Looking at the offense, Mark, Josh Allen, what did you like from his performance yesterday?
Well, I mean, there was some growth. There's no question about that. I mean, he made some good throws. He was able to escape. I mean, the one time when Ingram was draped all over him, he tried it. That ended up in an interception. So probably ill-advised to throw the ball in that situation. But just shows you the strength that he has. And he has some escapability, and then you saw what is typical of a young quarterback. There was a lot of hesitation. He had some guys open, I thought, a couple times. He did not pull the trigger because he was reluctant. He thought maybe somebody was in coverage. It was going to result in a bad play, so he held on to it a little bit too long, and he wasn't making decisions quite quickly enough. But again, with the touchdown at the end of the game, it's much too little too late, but the Kelvin Benjamin throw was a beautiful throw, and just shows his arm strength. He demonstrated that a couple times yesterday. Demonstrated his arm strength and how he can escape and not necessarily beat you with his legs, which I think he might be capable of in some respects as well. But to extend the down and be able to throw the ball downfield as he extends the play with his legs.
You know, John, so many people want to compare Josh Allen to other quarterbacks, but I'm wondering for fans out there, for everybody watching him, how tough it is to kind of exactly gauge how well he's doing, because if you look at him compared to, say, a guy like Pat Mahomes out in Kansas City, I mean, the shortcomings at wide receiver, at offensive line, does that make it tough to really judge how well Allen's doing?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he's only got 2 games. Pat Mahomes is in his second year and had the one start last year, but I'm not too concerned about, you know, lining up comparison, Jed. I think the Bills are in the process of just kind of getting him settled in there. And as Mark just recounted, I think they've took some steps forward yesterday in getting him settled and used to being the starter and used to running the game and calling the plays. And it'll take some time. I think it will take some time for him to settle in. So the comparisons, I think, are a little bit premature. I do think, yeah, he's got, you know, limitations around him, an offensive line that's still, you know, kind of finding its way, and there isn't a whole lot of weapons offensively, so he'll have to work around those. But it'll take time, and I think they took a pretty big step forward yesterday.
All right, Mark, the second half was much better than that first half. How much of it do you think had to do with Coach McDermott calling the defensive plays in the second half, and do you see that continuing?
Yeah, a little bit of controversy there as well. I'm not really sure how that whole thing unfolded. I think, you know, from what I heard, Coach McDermott kind of stepped back a little bit from the initial comment to say they kind of collaborated on some things. But they certainly did some things differently in the second half. They're a little bit more aggressive. The defensive line had more movement to it. I think they settled into some coverages that I thought would be a little bit better to defend this the Charger offense. And so it'll be interesting to see. I mean, Coach Frazier has a great pedigree. He's a terrific coach in this league, and there needs to be a lot of collaboration. But I think yesterday there were a couple things. Certainly the defense was not playing well, and they played better in the second half. I think part of that was the Bills' defensive performance, and part of it was, I think, the Chargers took their foot off the throttle, quite frankly. And when you're up by you know, 28-6, it's you're not quite as focused as you might be if the game was in contention. So I think there's both of those things play a part. It'll be interesting to see what goes on moving forward. But make no mistake about it. I mean, Leslie Frazier is tremendously well respected in this league as a coordinator, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of collaboration on what they need to do to be successful defensively going forward.
Does not get any easier next week, does it, John?
No, actually a couple on the road too, at Minnesota, at Green Bay. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get more difficult. Those are, you know, difficult venues to play in and very good playoff caliber teams. So the Bills are up against it.
Hey guys, have a great week. We will talk with you Friday morning. That's John Murphy, Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team, brought to you by Northwest.
And, you know, we mentioned doesn't get any easier for the Bills next week heading into Minnesota. They open as 16.5-point underdogs, and maybe that number's about to go up. A report says LeSean McCoy suffered fractured ribs during yesterday's loss to the Chargers. Now, this is Ian Rappaport reporting, saying that it's an injury that does not necessarily rule him out for next week. He'll attempt to play through it. How about that for difference? You have one guy quitting, retiring at halftime. LeSean McCoy attempting to play through some fractured ribs.
Wow.
So we'll be monitoring that situation as the week goes on.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.